White, May. Avondale, Currumbong, New South Wales, Australia. August 28, 1895. Dear daughter May, I have taken my bath this morning. I have not had a general bath since you left, for there is so much to do, I will not tax anyone. Yesterday about noon, Brother McCann came from the camp, which is located just below the stable. Said they had nothing to eat but bread, wanted some potatoes. I told Maud to let him have some. She let them have milk in the morning and hot coffee. We had boys from the school yesterday and gave them their dinner. 12 took dinner in dining tent. Ella helps Maud. I went to get some oranges to send to the camping company, and the cow came up to help herself to the vegetables put out to get aired. I turned to drive her away, became dizzy, stumbled a few steps, and fell heavily to the ground, close amid a lot of old knots of wood, but my head struck the pan I had in my hand directly under my eye, and my left hand was hurt. Brother McCann had just come up. He helped me upon my feet. I had an ugly bunch made under my left eye, but I did not lose my senses. I found brown paper and applied it to the whole surface of eye and cheekbone to reduce the ugly bunch, while Ella was preparing charcoal. I kept this on most of the day, and my head bandaged with cold water. The shock gave me a fearful nervous headache, but I attended to myself. The pan my face fell upon was bent all out of shape. But had I not struck the pan, I would have fallen face forward directly upon the ragged roots of the pile before me. I felt so grateful to God that my eye was spared and that my head did not come in contact with the stumps. I slept very well through the night until 12 o'clock. Then the bell told me the cow was out of the enclosed yard, and I knew this would never do. I wakened Ella, who was sleeping in the tent, and had her go to the men's tent and waken them to get up and take care of the cow, for in an hour's time in the orchard she might ruin many of the trees just planted. This, I feared, would be the last of my sleep. But I thank the Lord he heard my prayer, and after about 2 hours' wakefulness, I slept until nearly 5 o'clock. I find my head better. My face, of course, bears the bruise and is sore, but I feel very grateful to God that I am not injured. My left hand I did not attend to at all, but it is not troubling me. So you see, the angels of God were round about me while the enemy is seeking to destroy. I think the phaeton must be repaired by having a new spindle put in, and when hot weather shall come in earnest, I can have a cover over my head. For I was once sunstruck, and I cannot bear the heat. For 2 or 3 days the heat has been very strong in midday. Please get me the hats mentioned. Maggie Hare got one for Jesse Israel, which is as good as a sunshade. Well, I am thankful to God for all his goodness and protecting care over me. We need, so very much, 2 large-sized iron kettles. These sauce dishes are a bother, they hold so little. Real iron kettles we want. Will you see if, at that auction store at Granville, they have any such things? And a larger camp coffee pot. If none is to be had, kettles I mean, in Parramatta or Granville, then these 2 kettles must be bought in Sydney. Mother. Will you see if you can get white mustard seed and the seed for the white silver beets I use for greens? Attend to this as quickly as possible. I address letters to you that Willie may have nothing brought before him that will trouble his mind. Read to him all I send to him and you if you like. White mustard seed, seed for the silver-leafed beet called spinach by the Chinese. Mother.